Hello, everyone. I'm Montrell Law here with a special invitation for you to join me every weekend for my live program, As For Me In My House, airing Saturday the morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Sundays, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, ministering good word and keeping you plugged to diverse positive music. I invite you to tune in to Community Talk Radio on AM 890, FM 103.7, and streaming live on KTLR.com. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are listening to the Ask For Me In My House program. I'm the speaker for the hour, Mr. Otrell Law. And I'd like to welcome you and say thank you for even tuning in, taking your time out to come spend a little time with Brother Law. Yeah, that song that you heard earlier before the break was from the Gospel Imperial called I'll Be Free. I kind of got my lineup right. I don't know what happened in the beginning, but I just know the devil always trying to throw a marker wrench in on you, trying to see if you on your toes. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm always ready for that old boy. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're going to get into some more music. As I was saying, y'all make sure that you have your scripture ready for 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15. I got a little bit of accent reflex going on, y'all. Forgive me, I dropped a little bit of Mountain Dew, and it ain't acting right in my throat. Hey, what y'all think about the Jamaica, them island songs that I've been playing? You know what I'm talking about? I like that. That's going to be something new I'm going to try to incorporate into the program. We got a lot of islanders out here in Oklahoma, and I know y'all would like to hear some of that type of music, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to be open-minded to all the different cultures of music, so y'all just keep praying for Brother Law. But we're going to get into some more music coming from Brother Brown's, one of my favorite groups. They ain't always right, but, you know, they trying to be right. You know what I'm talking about? And as long as you're trying to be right, I think God can do something with you. That song is called The Day of Atonement. And I got some pieces coming up, too. So you listen to AM 890. FM 103.7, streaming live on KTLR.com.
Yeah, you know.
Forefathers for what they did.
Forgive our forefathers.
Breaking the commandments. Yeah. Breaking the law.
Father, I'm sorry for ever leaving your side. Forgive our forefathers for what they did. Say we broke all of your commandments. We played the harlot. We did just so wrong, so wrong. We committed adultery. And for doing
I was going to mention now
that we fell as a nation.
I want to thank our guests.
Say we broke your AM law
90, while you were suffering
and being patient
all the time.
Father, I'm sorry.
To ease. Collapse on my faithful knees. No food in my belly as I pray for you. Pray for me. And we both be praying for our ancestors, yeah. From the past even unto the present, but we still don't know no better, better. We playing with the Most High, toward our brethren the evil eye, and when we speak of the nation needing peace, they be like, why?
For what?
Did you really repent, brother? Then where that's at right now? Repentance, one finish, once you did it, now it's a lifestyle.
Yeah.
But if there be any guy, please understand, there'll be a path and you gon' find it, ain't gon' lead back to the Holy Land.
Nah.
Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure.
Pleasure.
Gotta loose the bands of wickedness off us, Father, be desperate.
Yeah.
Got a lot of reasons to atone. Big trees into the bone. Now it's much like when the father take his son keys to the home. We out here stranded, finding out exactly who planned it, getting reprimanded.
Blessed.
And it's a blessing to understand it.
Yeah. We left our land long time ago. Our forefathers did it. We never meant to hurt you, hurt you. We never meant it. But Father, I won't blame you for kicking us out of our land.
I hear lost.
And sending us through tribulation. We really deserved it.
Captivity in Babylon.
Father, we apologize. We apologize.
Judah, man, I used to save the crime rate. In the Zonda van, you can find me on the reprobate. Huh. Now, there ain't nothing to brag about, but like a high in heaven, I'll quick to let the dragon out. Work it out like we the Jews, I ain't know about it.
Street and
fire. Cop Judah, we let know about it. Mr. Whoop, grind gripper. F95 was the bird, James Flipper. Then I turned to the scriptures like I had a dirty Bible. It ain't nothing changed in your voice. Look at them super boos, knowing they garments dirty, so they go put on they super suit. Cold and sick, need a super tube. Look at they click, man, looking like a super troop.
Like...
They just heard and they wave. Hey, P's have been getting line like the number that purchased. Real talk, real
talk.
They think I'm carnal because I keep my strap.
Oh, yeah.
They think I'm carnal. Cause I talk about it in my raps. Them super bros, super, super. Them super bros,
Street Empire Music.com.
They said I sell more records if I said I hire less.
What?
I'm more concerned of being a hire less. So I praise them almost Earth Song. But they kicked me off the team like my name Bird Bonds. But I can still go to the clubhouse. I guess they just don't want to see me knock it out. But you won't never catch me in the potter's house. But I can plant them seeds like I'm the potter's house. Real Judas ain't a higher than I'm celibate.
Street Empire.
That means that I ain't
legendary.
Uh-oh, they go to Super Bowl. Get a place of position and they people think they super too. But I'm a Hebrew, I think I'm super too. Plus I get the rap and they think I run it like supers do. No, I'm humble. Pick up that block, that thing ain't gonna make me stumble. Confident in my words, no, I don't mumble. My words and my bowels, and I don't fumble. They think I'm carnal because I keep my strap. They think I'm carnal because I talk about it in my rap. Them super bros, super, super. Them super bros. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, 18 through 22, that's what I'm really on. The same book, chapter 6, 6 through 16, tells me I was doing it wrong. But it's all good. I make mistakes. For them, I praise the high, because see, now I see the snakes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I just love this beat. You feel me? Because I feel it. You feel me? Just listen to it. You hear me? Yeah, you kicking it with your partners, the real Judas. You feel me? And you just watch how the beat change. The beat just, it just fit, it fit right. It fit right for them super brews. Right here, look, look. Yeah. There go them super brews. Look, a click up. You feel me? Real talk, real Judah. I ain't got time for that. You hear me? We in these scriptures every day, but we being 100 with it. Oh, 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 oh
I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, a house where I can take all my burdens and leave them there. Oh, yeah. And in this house, I feel free to on my feet, stop
my feet.
Ain't got a worry. Oh, Lord, what folks say. Lord, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Oh, yeah.
Into the house.
Into the house.
Of the Lord.
George Jr., help me say.
Pray and worry, no, no.
Don't pray and worry.
You send your God's presence is here, and he is in the midst of his people. This is it. To him.
Amen. That song you just heard was from the Straight Gate Mass Choir, with, and the song is called "The Lord Thy God." In the song, you can hear him talking about forever and ever, amen. Talking about standing in the presence of the Lord and in peace and a harmony, you know, and joy, and just sitting and bathing. Well, you ain't got to worry about nothing. You ain't got to cry no more unless you really want to. And I wonder if we ever get there sometimes when we think about the Lord our God and what he got to offer for us. Not just around here, but, you know, after this old body say, you know what, I can't cut it no more. You're going to have to figure, it's time for you to go into another realm. When that hour come, I think all our hopes and our prayers is that we're ready. We find comfort in our farewell and saying our goodbyes and willing to accept what lies beyond the grave. And I don't think nobody can be in peace with that unless you know he's the Lord thy God, the one who sits high, full of mercy and grace, raining on the just as well as the unjust. Somebody said he a good God. I know it to be true, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to his name. Hallelujah to his way. Yes. Bless you, O holy God. O ancient one. You are truly good. Worthy of our praise. Hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Church, I want you to go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15. We're going to be in our King James Version. Amen. Yes, if you go there with me, go there with me. And it reads, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Amen. Let us have a moment and pray over that word. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15. Our Lord and Savior, I call on your name, Lord Jesus. I call on you right now, Lord. Welcoming you into this place with me. Asking that you come sit in with me, Lord. You're welcome in this place, kind spirit. I'm calling on you because the people need you. They don't need Otrell. They need you. And I'm calling on you to ask you to use me. To speak. To talk. To discuss. Whatever you put in my heart, Lord, that's what I want to discuss. But I pray that your mercy, as your word say, endure forever with me. And I pray that you are quick for those who are sitting, listening to this word today, Lord, that need you. They need a helping hand. They need a sense of peace. They need a place to call home. They need relationship and they need good help. They need good results from the doctor, Lord God. They need a good verdict from the judge. Things ain't going right with their cars, house appliances. Things are just seem to be out of whack. They need help with their children. I heard one lady say, "I need help trying to submit to my husband." I can hear a son say, "Lord, I'm thinking about suicide." But Lord, you have given us your word that if we turn to you, that if we are willing and obedient, we can eat the good of the land. So, Lord, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this word. Thank you for right now. And, Lord, thank you just for making a way out of no way. Thank you for this day. and for your everlasting grace. I thank you for your many promises. Oh, I know I can't thank you enough, but I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Yes, Oklahoma and America alike, I just want to welcome you today and say thank you for tuning in once again to this program. You know, I come up in here and I'm excited. You know, when I get up in here, I'm excited. And then when I get in here, I see that the enemy don't throw some problems my way. And I'm sitting there like, God, how is this going to go? What am I telling these people? Because I'm getting these songs wrong. And he just telling me, he says it like he said in 1 Peter, be alert and be a sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Amen. So I had to come up in here with you and give him a praise. I'm a proud and a resistant. I want to tell you, I'm really appreciative that you even stayed and that you're willing to hear God's word. And I'm just so blessed. And I'm pretty sure the kingdom of heaven is rejoicing for somebody out there that's staying, that's being steadfast and willing to listen. So I'm excited, and I hope you get more excited. Amen. I'd like to use for a subject, study to show thyself approved unto God. That's going to be our subject. If I could start off with saying to you that just that little problem alone that I come in here with, the enemy is out to stop us from being able, especially when I say judgment starts at the house of God first. It starts with the man of God. A lot of us got problems. And see, you might not know it, but the most hated person in your society right now is your preacher. And yet the preacher don't lay down his life. He don't gave up a lot of things to come be in our Wednesday, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays, sometimes Monday, if it's a revival. Sometimes the man of God don't, the Bible says he ain't got nowhere to lay his head. And sometimes we end up in some bad places. We're resented in our own household, and we're resented in our community. Concerned, that's what the word say. It ain't just me coming off my head saying it. This is what the word say. Amen. And so a lot of times we end up in some bad situations. And so we still have to come. We still got to study to show ourselves approved. And doing so, we got to make sure that we have the right information to be able to divide the word of truth. And then while we're studying, there's so many things happening to try to stop us from being able to get a conclusion, to get a concept, or to get the revelation that God is trying to convey to us. Man, when I tell you my computer went south on me, yeah. Well, and it's just so many things. I can be trying to print paper out in the back in the office area. And our printer, we got one of them state-of-the-art type of printer. Boy, I don't mean to be putting it out there, but it's a real nice printer. Sometimes that printer don't want to do, I can't understand it, and then no, I don't understand it. It's a big machine. And I have to do a lot of troubleshooting sometimes to do stuff. And if it wasn't for Greg, Kevin, Mike, them, you know, helping me out here, sometimes I'll be out, boy. But I thank God for them. I want to say to Kevin, I know you had to rush out. I had to rush you out of here to get started on my program. But I want to tell you, thank you for always, you know, being just a good stewardship. You and Greg, I thank you. Mike, I thank you always for being patient with me and always just looking out for me, always making sure that I'm in the right mind, in the right place, doing the right thing. So I thank y'all. And so, with that being said, I like to just put on your minds that we all need each other in some ways. But the man of God, the chosen one, we've been called. But the Bible said all have been called. So some of y'all look at us and wonder why we do it. I know a man coming here, and I know Brother Carlos Ortega, Spanish ministry, comes in here. Brother Carlos travel all over, from Cali to south of Mexico. He be all over the place. And he goes out and try to find people. I sometimes sit up and be like, man, you really dedicated to this. You know, you really dedicated. But sometimes we could be over dedicated to something and miss what God is really trying to get us to see within ourselves, and the revelation that he's trying to get to everybody from our mouths, our hearts and minds. And then sometimes it's complicated because there's an enemy walking to and fro on the earth seeking who he may destroy. He said, be alert and sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. So sometimes we can miss our mark, not even knowing, not even consider the devil. A lot of us, you know, when they say God's hair was white as wool, I know why. Because we'll blame God before we ever think about the devil. It is why, you know, so many of us have to cry out to God when we come to a realization of what God is suffering and how the kingdom of heaven suffers attacks. And so when we aren't mindful of the warfare, like I sit and talk to you about what's going on in Russia and in China with the whole deal, and then we got all these distractions out here. Sometimes it's a warfare going on, and people not even caring. And the man of God is the only one seeing as well. He walking by faith and not by sight. He can see spiritually what's going on, but it seemed like everybody else is just kind of in some ways dizzy, walking blindly to a slaughterhouse. You know, and God wants us to have, he said, study to show yourself approved, man of God, unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. And not only are you dealing with the distractions, and not only are you dealing with the attacks that's coming from the enemy, you see what I'm saying? The distractions of your cares of this world, and then there is the enemy walking to and fro in the earth seeking who he may destroy, messing up every little thing he can to get you to complain, to murmur, to be resentful, to be jealous hearted and mean spirited and revengeful. He's got every little arrow to shoot at us if we're not studying to show ourselves approved unto God. And if you don't watch yourself, you end up making a mockery of yourself. And God will have to move his hedge of protection from around you because you're not being vigilant. You're not paying attention to the warning. You're not trying to study to show yourself approved. You know, and see, this studying thing gets deep. It gets real deep because when you think about studying, we got so many different types of Bible formats. You got the King James Version. You got the New International Version. You got so many other. You got the NLT. You got the Bible, Kids Bible. You got the New English Translation, the Standard. You got so many other different types of Bibles, right? Types of formatting in which it's written. And so the Bible said the Lord must have knew. It ain't no must. He knew. God knew that we were going to have all these different types of formats that we could really take and use as a tool to be able to expound and preach the word of God. But now we got so many preachers out here that's warned the body in some ways. Y'all excuse me. Jesus talked about, I read to you the other week about how the leg, the body cannot say to the leg or the feet or the hand or the arm that I do not need you. That all components of the body are needed. And so we are operating in some ways where we're trying to tell our left hand and our right hand, or you tell your left hand, I don't need your left hand, I just need my right hand. In other words, let me put this in a good, decent way where you can understand it. People are saying, I want to be in a relationship and have kids, but I don't want the commitment and I don't want the responsibility. I don't want the heart, the trials and tribulations that come with it. Even though it's going to give God all the glory and cause people to see God in our marriage. I just want people to notice me and that I got it going on. That's not a marriage. I've known a lot of people. I walked away from a marriage like that. Because it wasn't really a marriage. It wasn't a holy matrimony. That person was married to themselves. One wife told me she was married to the devil. Not me. I'm talking about, literally told me that I serve my master. She got under the influence of the alcohol, got to drinking, and that's what she could spit that straight out of her mouth into my face. And I sit up there looking at her like, God, I ain't never seen nothing like this before. I don't see some stuff in some movie, but somebody literally standing in front of me telling me that they have a master and his name is Satan, and I don't mess around and got involved with this person. How did this happen to me, Lord God? Well, I didn't study to show myself approved. I wasn't watching and being vigilant. I wasn't really paying attention, seeking ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness. See, I got a friend who hit me up. I just told y'all about him. He don't mind me sharing his little story. But he hit me up and he told me, I got a problem. He got a problem, man. He want to do better. Kind of got this thing for a married woman and he want to do better, but he don't know how to stop because he love her. And I told him, I said, I had to go to King David. Man, that comes from studying and show myself approved so I can not be ashamed to sit here and tell y'all and righteously divide the truth. I had to be, God done already sent me through something. So thanks to God, I'm able to sit and talk to my brother and tell him, hey, a just man falling 70 times 7. Now, what made it funny is that he going to ask me, right? I know he probably laughing like, Law, please stop talking about me, Law. But what made it funny is that he asked me, he said, Law, do you think a gay person can go to heaven? I said, yeah, a gay person can go to heaven. Why not? I mean, like, he said, but in the scripture, it says that you cannot, they will not be able to enter. You know, he went to telling me that. Not, that's in the scripture. But I do know that the word, once you get more and you study a little deeper, you find out that God is saying that just man falling 70 times 7, what makes him just is he keep on getting back up. And who is King David? You know, King David killed his soldier and took his wife. And God still found favor and said that this man was after his heart. Saying that he prophesied that King David was going to come back and rule. Now, if that ain't enough to persuade him, if that wasn't enough to persuade him, it was then that he, you know, began to, I refer back, I say, so, you don't think that a gay person can be forgiven because they're gay, but you think it's okay to mess with a married woman and you be forgiven and you deserve God's grace and mercy and you're going to see the kingdom of heaven one day. But the gay person, because it's a man on man or a woman on woman, whatever the situation is, that sin is a lot worse than that. And I had to get into the word and tell, hey, that scripture about if you mess with a married woman, your life is in danger. That it's prophesied that her husband is going to come kill you. You know, it just that little small conversation alone, it mirrors the idea that we all need to be, in some ways, merciful. But you won't understand mercy until you study the word of God. He is the epitome. It says, be ye merciful as your Lord, as the Father is merciful. It doesn't say, be ye merciful as your dog is merciful. You can't learn mercy from your dog. Your dog will eat your food. Your dog will chew up your electric appliances and will eat your bird. Your dog will kill whatever they, yeah. Your dog will jump up there and eat your food off the table, and you just fed it. So, I know I'm dwelling on a dog, but a lot of y'all like dogs, so I'm just letting you know. I'm just trying to draw a contrast with you. But I said all that to say this here. We need to remember what God is saying about studying to show yourself approved. That means staying up under the counsel of your elders in your community who raised you from a child. Raise your children up in the knowledge so that when they get older, they will not depart. So the Bible says, be as humble as a child. You can only enter into the kingdom unless you are humble as a child. That means you're willing to be taught and corrected, criticized, denied, and rejected. An old wise man by the name of Brother Paul of Tarsus says, I've been through it all. Shipwreck, bit by a snake, you know, I've been beaten. Yeah, I've been through it all. Ain't nothing I ain't been through, but I'm going to tell you this. Brother Paul said, I know that you never will. He knows that the Lord has said, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Brother Paul says, so we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? And so we got to have that same spirit. Remember your leaders. You don't remember your father and what your mother said about God. A lot of us out here today, especially the Generation Z and the millennials and whatever you want to call them, a lot of the young people out here today have forsaken the gospel. You could tell these individuals what God said. They know that God said, and they still were questioning. My buddy was like, no, don't give it to me in no New International Version. Otrell, don't give it to me in that. Give it to me in the King James Version. I gave it to him in the King James Version. He said, no, I still can't dig it. He wanted me to believe that he could receive the word if it wasn't the New International Version. But when I broke it down to him in the King James Version, it got a little more tougher. It went as far as to say, I don't like it in the New International Version. I like it in the King James Version. We'll do all types of things to try to rob, the enemy walking to and fro on the earth, seeking whom may destroy. Be alert, be mind, and be vigilant. But if you don't want to be vigilant, you'll make up all types of lies in your head, reason why you don't want to do right. And you can hear the word of God, whether it be King James Version or New International Version, it can be Kid Version, but you'll still exalt your own way rather than consider the Lord's way, which is love. Which is love. And see, when the whole argument of, hey, you should just use the King James Version. Well, if you use the King James Version, it talks about, if you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3, verses 7. Amen. I got some time. If you go there, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 3 through 7, it says, And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, See, charity. It profits me nothing. The New International Version say, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love. It says love. I gain nothing. Either way it go, the King James Version is talking about charity, and the New International Version is talking about love. Love is the universal word. So it would be kosher for us to use love instead of charity. You're not going to go over there and say to your wife, I charity you. I guess we would use I cherish you. But your wife don't want to hear I cherish you. Your wife want to hear I love you. Your husband want to hear I love you. So that is why we resort to the New International Version, because it's the universal way of thinking. Amen. The Bible says here, study to show yourself approved, so that you can, as a workman that needed not to be ashamed. He said, come boldly to the throne. If you believe in your heart and not doubt, who's to question whether it's the New International Version or the King James Version? You believe what God has said. Either you're going to believe him or you're not going to believe him. But I want you to understand, you better be vigilant. You better be sober-minded, huh? Because the devil is walking around seeing, like a roaring lion seeking who he may destroy. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings. We're all one body. We're all one body. So if somebody come up to you, they talking to you about the New International Version or the King James Version, you better submit. Love thy brother. You know, act like you know. You know, don't be so dull and stiff-necked. Like Jesus said, you're stiff-necked and you're dull. You don't want to receive. You want to rebel, so you're going to be devoured by the sword. You know, a lot of people get mad at certain preachers about, like a Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen preached nothing but hope and joy and peace. He don't go into details, you know. Let me give you an example. And eating the good of the land. If you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. But if you resist and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. If Joel Osteen going to preach that, he's going to say, if you be willing and obedient, you can eat the good of the land. But he's not going to go into the extent of you will be devoured by the sword. A lot of people hate him because of that. But that's his gift. That's how he's preaching. There's another prostitute by the name of Gino Jennings. He's going to make sure that you understand that you're going to be devoured by the sword. It's up to you to study to show yourself approved so that you can hear. You know what I mean? But Gino Jennings gonna beat up on Joel. The devil's walking to and fro like a roaring lion. He wants the body to be talking about, I don't need the left and I don't need the right hand. You don't need the leg, but you still can walk straight. You know, that's what the enemy wants from us. But it's totally up to you individually to think about it. The Lord talks about, if I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. And what the Lord is saying, don't let your salvation be in vain. Don't let your efforts to study to show yourself approved be in vain. Love is patience. That means if somebody want to talk to you about God, have some patience. Listen. Love is kind. That means if somebody telling you something, what God said literally out the Bible, you may not be able to deal with the fact you can't leave that woman and leave her alone because she's married. You may not be able to leave that man alone because he's married. But that don't mean that you need to discredit God and say that God is a lie and you don't need to listen to these preachers and I don't go to church because of this, because you love that sin so much. How about receive grace? and mercy. How about receive it? Because if you never accept grace and mercy, you'll never be able to let go of that sin. God built us a certain way. That's why he God. He wants to exercise grace and mercy towards us to show us just how beautiful it is in some ways to persuade us to walk away from that sin, because grace and mercy is better than sin. Y'all got to feel me. Y'all got to receive that. The only way a sinner gonna turn away from his sin is through somebody loving him. You ever had a bad child act bad and they just ain't got no get right? And you just stop in some ways, you say, you know what? I'm not going to even ground you because I know you ain't got no get right. That child will start trying to get right on you because you realize that you gave up that wrath of wanting to beat the brakes off of them and that you chose grace and mercy. Grace and mercy is a turn on. That's why we love God. That's why we cry out to him. You know, so I want to tell anybody out there right now who's struggling with some sin, God got the right grace and the right mercy, but you got to study to show yourself approved so that you can righteously discern the spirit of God, that you won't be ashamed of what's going on in your life. He wants you to know what King David, how he killed the man and took his wife and how he had favor on him. He wants you to know. I'm not condoning. See, this is where a lot of people get in some ways kind of, you know, standoffish toward the gospel, because they say, oh, Trey, are you trying to tell us God is going to have grace and mercy and favor? He say he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. I don't know what you're questioning for, but oh, Trey, are you trying to say God is not going to punish me for it? Sleeping around with this person? I can't listen to your gospel, Otrea. I know that that's wrong. Well, if you know that it's wrong, why don't you stop? Well, Otrea, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, that's why God gave you grace and mercy, because he knew that you could not pay for your sin. His son got on the cross and died for you. Understand? And when you start to believe that and you start to search the scriptures and you become a little mushy yourself, you can become a little of that body. You're going to get along with you're going to love your enemy a certain type of way, because you're being influenced by the spirit of grace and mercy, the Holy One. You understand? Hey, I'm here to love y'all. I'm here to love y'all, right? I wish I could talk to y'all for another hour. You know what I'm talking about? But yeah, I got to get out of here, man. I'm laughing right now, but I know somebody out there right now is going through it. Struggling with sin. We all struggle with it. We all struggle with it. Ain't nobody. To Abraham, that's why we got to study to show ourselves approved. From Abraham to Moses to David to Daniel to whoever, we all had some struggles. Even with Joseph being thrown in a hole and that woman coming out trying to sleep with him. I know that was a struggle for him. I know he didn't just want to run. I know he didn't want to run. If he knew he wasn't going to get in trouble, he would not have ran. If he knew God wasn't going to get him, he would not have ran. But I want to tell somebody out there today, we all got some sin in us. We all got some dirt on us. And we all depending on God's grace and mercy to get us through. And if we don't believe in that grace and mercy, we can never overcome that sin. Amen. That's where studying comes in. Being ye washed with the word. Being ye transformed with the word. Putting on the armor of the Lord. Amen. I have to go, y'all. Oklahoma, I love y'all. America, God's people, I love y'all. Y'all keep me in your prayers. I'm going to get out of here, everybody. I got one more last song coming for y'all. It is coming from Wallace, and it's called Calls. You listen to AM 890. FM 103.7. I pray that y'all enjoyed this program, because I did. I'm going to go back and listen to it. You listen to AM 890, FM 103.7, streaming live on KTLR.com. Oh, yeah, my buddy Pierre said he want to come up in here and have a conversation with me, but he cussed too much, so I don't think I don't know if I'll be able to let him come. But he said he'll act right, so y'all be praying for me about that. He's old funny dude. Funny man. But yeah, y'all keep it in your prayers. You listen to AM 890, FM 103.7, streaming live on KTLR.com.
Sitting here thinking back over my life and how you made a way. Time after time, Lord, you step right in and change the game. When I call your name,
when I call you, you heard my cry. Me, thank you, G. You answered my prayer. When I call you, you heard my cry and answered me. Thank you, G.
When it seemed like all was lost and I was all alone, I was by myself. I didn't know which way to turn, so I got down on my knees and said, help me, please, and he heard me.
When I call you, you heard my cry and answered me. Answered my prayer. When I call you, you heard my cry and answered me. Thank you, G.
I remember the times when I didn't know what to do. I pick up the phone and call my home, but he had